Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Live from Chicago, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. We've got a great doubleheader today, Joe Bonella. He's the creator of Healing Movement Systems. Program I enjoy. It's a combination of Qigong and Tai Chi, ancient healing art. He returns, and then Debbie Steinberg, she's a health and transformation coach, will be joining us. Joe Bonella, welcome back to the Sports Doc.
Dr. Bob, it's great to be back. So nice to talk with you. It hasn't been for quite a while.
Yes. Well, you had Wednesday patients, man. I mean, I try to get you back. Give us some background, a quickie background on you and moving into Healing Movement Systems.
Okay. So, Bob, 30 years ago, I broke my neck and my back in a car accident, and I was paralyzed from the neck down. I was diagnosed as a quadriplegic and told I'd never move again. Well, it's a really long story, but 7 years later, I had healed myself through an ancient Qigong, a practice that I had learned as a youngster in New York City in a Buddhist temple, and through Tai Chi. And I developed a program, of course, not being able to move and being a quadriplegic at the beginning. I had to do everything in my mind, and I had to imagine it. So after 7 years, and it's a long story in between, from imagining movement to starting to move, to learning to move, and then to redevelop how to eat again, take care of myself again, and use my functions again. It took about 7 years. So at that point in time, I decided that I should start to help other people who had problems, who were told that they'd never be able to overcome their situations, whatever it was. And because I was told I would never walk again. I was told I'd never be able to do it. The doctors told me I was crazy. They put me on psychiatric medications. They sent me to counselors because they said I was in denial. And all I kept saying was, well, you know, maybe I can, maybe I can't. But if I don't try, I never will.
Well, you grew up, you know, when I met you in New York, Joe, at the publicity summit, gosh, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever it was, and you were talking about your program. I decided to look into it since I knew that you were had presented me with the program. You're talking thousands of years of ancient history. It's like when we talk about yoga, we talk about martial arts. Is these decades, the lifelong histories of the arts of breathing, the arts of movement. I like it so much because it really helps limber me up. It works very safely all the different areas of the body in about a 30 or 40 minute program. But you mix in some serious athletes who were also working with the same system, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I realized, Bob, is when I first started my program, I did it as a healing program, and I wanted people to heal. But then what I noticed, as people healed, they actually started to get better at whatever it was they were doing, whether it was golf, tennis, pickleball, it didn't matter what they did, bowling, hiking. But everything they did got better. And so what I learned from that was that what my program did was not only did it heal the body, it started to restructure the fascia in the body, this matrix that goes throughout the whole entire body. It's the only mechanism that goes from the toes to the top of the head in one continuous piece. And my program wasn't designed originally to fix that, but inadvertently it did. It fixed it. And it started to restructure the fascia in the body where people got protection around their joints, around their muscles, around everything seemed to get better. So then I focused a specific program called Yin Fitness for athletes, for people. I wound up with about 4 or 5 professional golfers and 3 professional tennis players who have embraced the program. And of course, the difference between my program and a regular traditional exercise program is that most exercise programs don't focus on the fascia in the body. They exercise small parts of the body at a time and put it all together. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work and doesn't make you strong, but it doesn't protect the joint like making a Chinese finger lock around a joint. Do you remember when we were kids, Dr. Bob, we had these little tubes that we'd stick our fingers in, and when you tried to pull your fingers out, it got tighter and tighter?
Yes.
Well, that's the same principle that happens when you do my program. You start to get that kind of a spiral effect around all the joints of the body and around all the muscles of the body.
And, well, I think one of the things I like about your program is, again, if people can imagine, again, whether they're circling their arms in circles and you go in opposite directions, and you're really looking to lubricate all the joints, whether it's an 85-year-old arthritic or, again, a serious athlete, and also bring in the spiritual side. I mean, you know, Qigong, Tai Chi, again, we're talking these tremendous traditions that you lived a lot of it as a youngster. I'm going to ask you more about that. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back 5, 6, 7 years, you'll catch Joe on the show. Authors, doctors, athletes, parents of athletes, all aspects that we include in the world of the sports doctor, whether it's the mental game or whether it's nutrition. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of articles. We're very excited about the new MVP Parent magazine that I'm writing for, as well as the exciting following we have on LinkedIn and Twitter of over 40,000. I can't tell you how many guests that I get from LinkedIn or Twitter in various areas. We publish a lot of good information. We're talking to Joe Pinella. He is the creator of Healing Movement Systems. Joe, what's the website people can find out more and get your program?
Yeah, they can go to joepinella.com, www.joepinella.com, and they'll be able to go on the website, and they'll see my story. They'll see pictures of my x-rays.
It's a fantastic story. I think I saw your x-rays where you're, you know, 22 pounds heavier with all the metal you have in your body. You know, again, I don't want people to take lightly the fact that you started mentally. And, you know, when we talk in sports performance about mental imaging, and we make a big deal about sports psychology, sports performance on the Sports Doctor, or the mental challenge of somebody sticking to their exercise program, or let alone what we've gone through with the pandemic. So we make a big deal with all the guests I have of what I call it the mental game. And you lived it. You visualized and were able to, you know, get function back is like, it's pretty miraculous, Joe.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bob. And
you're a lucky guy.
Really, and you're right about the mental part of it. The mental part of it was the only option that I had at the beginning. And so I had to learn. It's a lot different to say, I wish I got better, than to say, well, what will it take to get better? And then to look at a book and say, well, I have to fix this and this and this and look at it medically. And then you imagine, you know, this is what's happening. I used to imagine that I had this work crew in my body, and there was these little Pac-Men. They drove around my body with their little buckets of tools, and they would get to my neck and fix the neck and chop away at the stone, at the calcium and stuff. And I would make all these little funny imaginary things up. But eventually, it really worked, and it's a testimony to what I am today.
Again, you know, your physicians and therapists, you know, must be thrilled. If you were, again, giving me a short
explanation of what Tai Chi is physically and what Qigong is physically, that you're incorporating specifically into your program.
Okay, so let's start with Qigong, because all Tai Chi is Qigong. Qigong developed in the Orient and China in the Taoist temples, and it was to keep them healthy and so that they could protect themselves. You know, these temples were out in remote areas and stuff like that. But its primary focus was about healing and health. And what they did was they took care of the people with these Chinese exercises in Qigong and Qigong herbs and Qigong massage, and there was a whole thing.
Well, breathing is a big deal in these disciplines, isn't it? So is movement of lymph, getting these juices flowing, you know, where you have your, you know, moving up and down, et cetera. And you talk also, Joe, about when you do a movement in one direction, you do it in the opposite direction. What's the thought behind that?
Okay, when you change the direction of a circle that you're making, then what happens is the brain has to then refire all those same muscles in the exact opposite order that it just did. So that's why this kind of visualization first and then movement later rewires the brain again, because it gets into a habit. If it only does one thing one way all the time, it can go to sleep. It doesn't have to think about it. It doesn't have to worry. It just happens. But as soon as you interrupt that pattern and you change the pattern, change the direction, now it has to reverse everything that it's learned and undo it and do it in the opposite direction. So what happens is the brain then becomes malleable to the point where you can do everything on the right and do everything on the left, like they do in Tai Chi. You know, all the exercises in Tai Chi are always done on the right side and on the left side. We don't do everything once. We do everything on both sides because that creates balance in the body. The strong side of your body can do it already. The weak side of your body can't. So,
you know what's interesting, Joe, is one of my mentors, the famous sports therapist Bob Guida, who the John McEnroes came to see and the Walter Paytons came to see and all of these champions, gosh, since the 70s and 80s. And I happen to, I was a specialist in podiatry. He would always talk about strengthening the opposites and working the breaks. And again, one of the things that really attracted me to your healing movement systems was exactly what you're talking about, how the idea of movements in various directions. What I found fascinating was when you would talk about how the brain is also learning some different patterns. And so you would have people, seniors, arthritis, all sorts of conditions, balance challenges can benefit. What I liked about your program was when I was backing my car up, when I worked my neck, you know, for a couple of years, I couldn't believe the difference in my range of motion. So I had to thank you for that, Joe.
I've heard that more than once.
I'm sure that you have. But again, the athlete who's looking to enhance performance, who's looking to prevent injury, your program mixes well in, you know, with someone who's also doing strength training and who might be doing their sports training. But in order for the body to recover, I like healing movement systems, but I'm prejudiced.
So, Bob, what you just said is the most important part. I don't tell people that they should do my program and that it's exclusive. I say do my program along with whatever else you're doing, because whatever else you're doing is damaging your body. If you play golf, you don't play golf and think that you're not hurting your joints or you're not hurting yourself, because eventually you're only doing it on one side.
Before we run out of time, Joe, I got to, you know, you talk about shaking and you talk about breathing, that's a big part of what you're talking about. We'll probably have to have you back, but give me a little bit of excerpt about the importance of both.
Okay, so breathing, Qigong means to work with breath, okay? So everything we do is always using the breath as a way to release the stress on the inside of the body, okay? So we don't want to have internal pressure in the body external. So breathing is really important, Tai Chi, Qigong, all of those arts, yoga, they focus on the breath because that's your connection to the inside of the body. And the shaking, Bob, the Chinese have a saying, if you only have time to do one thing a day, it should be to shake. Because when you shake, every single muscle in your body moves, every single proprioceptor in your body fires.
Yeah, that's why we like the trampoline. You know, that's why we like rebounding in so many ways. Guy used to make such a big deal, move the lymph. And that's really what you're accomplishing, getting everything moving with the shaking.
Absolutely. And that expansion and contraction, it's like a rubber band. You pull and push, pull and push, pull and push. That expansion and contraction is what circulates the lymphatic fluid throughout the whole body. There is no pump for the lymphatic fluid. And that's your first line of defense for infection, disease, and for healing. So the shaking is a really intricate part of healing.
You know, and the ability, again, to, I'm sure you work with from ages 3 to 93 and anywhere in between, but I think you make a great point, and I agree with it, which is, again, you know, it's a great program to mix in with whatever you're doing. Joe, give me the website again, please, for people to find out about the program.
Yeah, Joe Pinella, P-I-N-E-L-L-A, at .com. I'm going to give you an email.
You got it, man. JoePinella.com. Thanks, Joe, for joining me. Hold on, Joe. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Debbie Steinberg. She's a health and transformation coach,
with Emerging Wings Health. She's also a librarian. Debbie Steinberg, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
It's great. You know, health and wellness is what we're all about, whether you're the best athlete in the world or the parent. And your area, give us some background on yourself and the world of your health and wellness coaching, transformation coaching.
Absolutely. So for me, this really began a few years ago, about 3 years ago now. I found myself in a terrible position. I was really the heaviest I'd ever been in my life. I was sick and tired, emotionally in a not great place. And I looked around and I said, it has got to be better than this, and I need some help. I actually saw that day a friend of mine who was thriving, right? We all know those people. We could spot them, right? We could just tell that they are doing really well. And I got up the nerve to say to her, you've got to tell me what's going on because, you know, I really need some help. And she said, I'd be happy to help you. And she introduced me to an incredible community, a wonderful program, which I learned a tremendous amount from. The most important thing was I got my blood sugar under control, and I'm a diabetic. So to me, that was the most important thing. I also, you know, dropped 50 pounds. But even more than that, I really started to learn what real health was. Inside out, right? Whole person, optimal health.
Yes, well, we talk a lot, I call it in the holistic world, about all of those areas, keeping that awareness going. And it's great to see a lot of progress and coming in directions. You know, we pay a big attention to sports psychology and the whole, I call it the mental game. We have all sorts of experts mm-hmm. in mental training and the importance of it health-wise as a, you know, tremendous weapon to try to stay healthy. What is the program? Who are you with? Is it called Emerging Wings Health?
Yes, the name of my health coaching practice is Emerging Wings Health. So it's a phenomenal program that I have, and it's really focused on four things, right? Coaching, community, education, and nutrition. So those pieces, yes, and you need all those four corners to really build something strong. And like I say, inside out, real health. So,
you know, it's great to see, Debbie, is the inclusion of exercise in that world from A to Z. It wasn't all that long ago that it was a much, much tougher sell. Ironically, so is nutrition. And I've been talking about, for example, childhood obesity for 25 years, give or take a few
weeks.
Oh,
my goodness.
And obesity. And the reality is, we're in the same mess that we've always been in. So, you know, the idea of coaching and including, you know, the whole person involving not only, you know, what they're thinking and those things are, but, you know, how exercise fits in and how, you know, it's like we talk about the new medicine is, you know, keep moving on the left and eat smarter. On the right, right? But, you know, the mental side of it is a big deal. So, you know, when you are dealing with parents of young boy or girl athletes, for example, that competitive side of things, or you're dealing with people who just want to stay with their exercise program, then I'm sure that's the world you're in the middle of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of my favorite clients were people who came to me saying, you know, I see that you're doing great, and I know that there's more here. I'm not super out of shape, and but I really just want more of that inside-out health and how I can fit it into my life. And this is a fabulous way, working with me is a fabulous way to do that. I have a wonderful way, you know, for very busy people and for specifically new parents. You know, I have a new mom's program, which is wonderful. And what's powerful about, you know, working all this in when you're a brand new parent is it's a time of transition. So it's a great time to create some new healthy habits. And if you have a new family forming, what a perfect time for mom and dad to form some fabulous habits that they want to pass on to the kids. And, you know, it's always good whenever, right, to make that decision. But it's a really, that in particular is a really great time. So I love working with new parents.
Yes. Even from that side, on the side of the physical therapist who gets a young to-be mom ready, or again, the mm-hmm. therapist, the physical therapist who helps that young mom get back into physically being able to do what they need to do, is a very, very big, important area. You know,
yeah.
And the idea again of a mixed, yes. So you mentioned, of course, nutrition. What are those four areas that you pay big attention to again?
coaching, you know, that time
right.
you spend with me. Education. I am part of a bigger program, and we have wonderful educational materials and programs to help people really understand health and learn really great tips and tricks on how to go after it. So there's that part. The community is, all of us who are working towards this optimal health, you know, being together, like on Facebook, a Facebook community, you know, it's wonderful support and a great place to, you know, for good information. And
what's that website, Debbie?
What's that website, the one
that you're talking about?
The Facebook community is actually it's by invite, so they have to kind of connect with me first to be invited to the community.
Okay, what's your site?
My site, so I'm on Facebook, I'm Emerging Wings Health, and you could, you know, you can look for me, just Debbie Steinberg. my
okay.
personal page has, you know, I talk a lot about that. And I can make sure, you know, that I leave with you some links and ways people can connect with me. So if, you know, they look at your show, right?
It's interesting how that, you know, your whole world, you know, life coaching, you know, get health, feel better. The year we've all spent with the pandemic has magnified, I think, times 1,000. You know, I talk to people all over the world in so many different areas, again, of sports, of wellness, of sports performance, of fitness, and there's nobody who hasn't been affected by this.
Right, absolutely.
One way or the other. So the idea of people thinking more about what they possibly could do, or these kinds of challenges. I can't imagine the kinds of challenges you've seen over this year and, you know, from A to Z and the people that you deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely from A to Z. People who, unfortunately, you know, they take a look at what's going on. They take a look at what some of the added risks are. And they say, oh, my gosh, Debbie, we need to talk because I'm scared, right? I didn't think my health was in jeopardy, but it turns out when I look at what some of the what we would call comorbidity factors are,
yes.
you know, I have them. I didn't even understand that
yes.
that was such a thing.
Well, it's interesting. And, yeah, obesity, which we were just talking mm-hmm. about, you know, which is mm-hmm. always a big deal. And so whether it's bullying, whether it's obesity, whether it's high blood pressure, mm-hmm. it's such a mm-hmm. nightmare. Again, you know, from A to Z, but the fact that it would become such a high risk morbidity factor when it came to also the virus made it into, you know, that much more of a gigantic deal, you know, where again, the trying to be as healthy as we can is one of our biggest weapons. You know, it seems in any area you look, you know, the only commercials we see more, Debbie, on television than drug commercials, which is a very big deal. It's one of my pet peeves. But the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that even allows prescription drugs to the ad nauseum be bombarded on it. But diet is the other one, you know. And mm-hmm. we've featured nutrition for a million years, and it's great to see new big-time attention being paid to that. Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely would agree. There is nothing more powerful that we have at our fingertips than putting really good things in our body. And unfortunately, a lot of us have become a little addicted to food that's not really good for us, that's not providing us anything, and over a long time
right.
is going to
no
cause
kidding.
Harm. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, so some of the people this last year came to me from a scared place, and others came to me from a more proactive place of like, okay, so I, you know, I'm okay, but like, I know, again, I know there's more, I know I can do better. And this just has me really thinking about that. And what can we do? What can I be doing? So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, then you get on the exercise side of things, and then we start to run into concerns about, you know, for instance, all sorts of obvious problems, whether mm-hmm. it is, you know, walking and running, whether it's the working out. So the proper instruction when it comes to, you know, one of my first guests with our show, Joe Pinella, Healing Movement Systems, the idea mm-hmm. of whatever your sport is, of being able to mix other kinds of programs in safely. But the reason mm-hmm. I co-authored the book, Debbie, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is there's an epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, you know, physically and mentally, yes. the pressure to play or to getting, you know, pushing in so many different areas. And the idea is to try to include exercise safely. What do you pay attention to the type of yes. exercise that you recommend with your people?
Yes. Well, absolutely. You know, it's very individual. We have to take a look at where they are in their body structure. Are they carrying a lot of extra weight right now? Because then we really want to be careful that we don't injure them, right, with the exercise.
Yes.
Because there's still
Here's
too
your
much
pearl
weight on
for
them.
The day, Debbie.
There you go.
Sports
right?
doctor's pearl for the day. Yes. What's the best
so
shoe that you should be in? Yes.
That's right.
You got to pay attention to being in the right shoe is one of the pearls.
Yes. And definitely we recommend, you know, investing in some time to make sure that, yes, their first pair of new shoes to work out in are really good so that they're supporting, you know, everything and creating a situation where they're not going to be in pain so they avoid it, right? We want this to be a really good experience that we're going to build on, right? And it's all about scaffolding. And what I like about you saying and recommending so heavily switching things up is we have to remember we have lots of different muscles and we don't want to stress out or overburden or overgrow any one particular situation that's going to cause all sorts of problems. So we do want to make sure that we're balanced and trying lots of things. You know, unfortunately, there's a whole side, you know, there's the whole
athletic. We're going to talk more.
We're going to talk more,
Debbie. We'll talk more about that balance and what goes into it. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor, and we'll be back talking with Debbie Steinberg, health and wellness coach. I'll ask her a little bit about the transformation word. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago with The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go to new radio shows. You can go back years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? You could listen to whatever you would like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, we have an array of articles I wrote for a couple of local newspapers. Sports Doctors In, a lot of excitement with the new MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, great articles. One of my most popular articles is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. If you go to at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, 40,000 followers. We have a lot of great information, sports medicine-wise, fitness wellness-wise, on both LinkedIn, but especially Twitter. So follow us. We're talking health and wellness. We're talking about the world of coaching in that regard, and transformation coach Debbie Steinberg in the Chicago area. Debbie, talk a little bit about that important word, or two words, transformation coach.
Okay, thank you. So basically, we're talking about where someone finds themselves and where they'd like to be. What's out of balance? What's out of whack? What doesn't seem, what just isn't working right for you? So for a lot of us, it's especially in our country, the fact is that we want to start with dropping some pounds, and that's going to make a big difference from our inside out health, right? But it could be any number of things in our lives, right? It could be where we are performance-wise in our sport. It could be where we are at work, but it's about...
Yeah, I would imagine business is where people are and whatever they're doing in business, again, with what we've been challenged with, it's got to be crazy, and coaching's got to help.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many ways and so many things in which we can help. So we talk about all different areas of health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, our physical health, our financial health. A lot of people forget that your financial health does play a big role in your overall health. So we think about all these things.
It's a big deal in youth sports, Debbie. In the world of youth sports, which the sports doctor is so heavily involved in so many areas, so many great partnerships, financial strain is one of the big hassles when we're talking boys or girls who might be on club teams and traveling teams, and the kind of financial demand and burden it is on the parents in so many different ways. Again, dealing with many times, overdoing everything, from A to Z. And, youth sports has just come back with schools and whatever. It's a whole other challenge. So how long a program, somebody might say to you, how long would this coaching take to be helpful in general? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like right away?
I think officially within a few days, of working with me, definitely clients are saying already that they're feeling better. I think with the program that I have familiarity with, that I work with my clients, the general rule is an average of 12 weeks. People are on that stage of the program.
Once a week? Is it twice a week?
Yes. Well, it's talking to me once a week, checking in with me. That's, technical check-ins. That's accountability. That's answering questions. And that's talking about goals, right? So all those things get accomplished in a week.
Now, the world of insurance hasn't caught up to the importance of these kinds of programs.
It hasn't.
It's like any kind of personalized physical training has never been covered by insurance. I think it's going to change eventually, but the ability of having, for instance, coaching being something that might be included in people's health insurance, it makes a lot of sense, but it's a cash business, isn't it?
It can be. It absolutely can be. And I have to say, one of my personal goals is to really try to find a way to see if I can work to help that become a reality. It is so important that that the insurance companies understand how integral this stuff is, the holistic work and the preventative
Debbie, it's amazing, again, with these people from so many different countries and so many different areas. This past year, guests of mine on the Sports Doctor, mayors or coaches of great athletes or parents, and they say mental health is the biggest challenge we have, period. Everybody would talk about over this past year what a huge deal this is. Again, whether you are the parents of children who weren't in school, who are in school, whether you are parents of young athletes whose sports were canceled, that whole crazy world. So the importance of having help out there I think it's important to know.
So important. Yeah.
Do you work with any adolescents or kids?
So yes, there have been some adolescents. Obviously, you have to work with the whole family then, parents and the teen. And it's a different liability. It's a different world a little bit for sure to work with the teens. But it is a really good time. Again, you know, sooner rather than later is always good when it's coming to
how are you doing getting people good, to somehow teenagers. How are you doing with getting people to somehow deal with social media?
Well, right? I love social media.
How's that
personally,
going?
And that's where I, put everything out. That's where I do a lot of my interactions. Obviously, networking and programs like this and everything else is part of everything as well. But the big chunk, I will tell you, is social media. And I think, everyone has a different comfortability with it. There's a huge range of comfortability. Yeah. And
I think that's a big point. That's
people.
A great word.
Yeah.
A great word. What'd you say? Yeah, comfortability.
Comfortability.
I think it's a good way to describe. It's so pervasive. There's so many great things about it. There's also all this education and awareness in so many different areas. Again, whether it's sports, fitness, or fitness and wellness. Debbie, the medical community didn't know how to spell the word wellness 20 years ago, 25 years ago, or the word mindfulness, for example. Mm. The whole mind-body connection that we talk about so
powerful.
Much as a sports doctor in the world of exercise, this whole connection. Last week we had Teresa Power on, who's the creator of International Kids Yoga Day, which is next
wow.
week, the 9th
next
of April.
Week? Okay.
35, I think April 9th, 35 countries. Hundreds of thousands of kids participating but again, yoga, the whole mind-body connection. So, this has become a very big deal. Even when we're dealing again with the top athletes and whatever the sport is, whatever their age is, the mental game is a very, very big deal. And, I'm a very, very big fan of coaching, as you can tell. In so many different areas, the co-author of my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharky Zartman, a Hall of Fame volleyballer, we talk about sports parenting, good luck to us, the whole idea of, we all know the mayhem of coaching and youth sports. It's been a nightmare. So it's another reason why we like educated parents. So Debbie Steinberg, they could find you on Facebook. Right?
Yes.
That's the best way to find out about what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining
me.
Yes. And Debbie Steinberg, Chicago area. Debbie, hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hold on, Deb. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Oh, my gosh, is it tomorrow, the next day, opening day of Major League Baseball? Oh, it's so exciting to see some return sports doctors in segment. We do some previews of some great upcoming guests. Next couple of shows, we answer some emails. Next week, Matt Dahl. Matt is the creator of one of my favorite pieces of performance balance equipment, the Sand Dune Stepper. If you go to Instagram, the Sand Dune Stepper, simulate sand resistance. You all know what it's like to walk on the sand. It's a tremendous piece of equipment. So we love having Matt back. And then Dave Garrison, Tiger Academy in the Chicagoland area, a champion in the area of martial arts, weapons training. And Dave will be a nutritional expert, will be joining us. The following week, the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, the Yankees team physician, orthopedic surgeon, returns. And then, speaking of the Yankees, Yogi Berra's granddaughter, she's a great sports writer on so many different topics, Lindsay Berra returns. Talk a little bit about Grandpa Yogi's museum in New Jersey. So some great guests coming up the next couple of weeks. Some emails. Patty, I'm a 45-year-old jogger. I grew up wearing heels. I grew up in Europe. I've worn heels since I was a teenager. 1 inch, inch and a half, sometimes 2 inches. And boy, my Achilles tendon, my calves. You know, Patty, we've seen, you know, some shortening, tightening of that whole back of the calf, Achilles tendon area in women who aggressively wear heels, which allows more ball of the foot, less stretching of the Achilles, and then they become a runner or an athlete of another sport, tennis, and all of a sudden the area is bothering them. So you want to be evaluated by a good physical therapist, podiatrist, also to see whether or not you've got that kind of tightness. If you're complaining, then many times orthotics and strengthening and stretching can really, really help get at that Achilles tendon problem with jogging. Making sure you're in the right shoe, that's very, very important. And again, to look at you mechanically, the pronated foot that collapses excessively or aggressively excessively does pull on that complex of your calf and the Achilles tendon. The Achilles tendon is the largest, strongest tendon in the body. So again, if you mentioned the fact that you grew up in heels, you could have some functional shortening, tightening of that area, and it would be aggravated. For example, if you had the opposite, high arch feet, be aggravated, have excessive pronation. Get checked out. You can get some good help with some good physical therapy and look at those shoes and podiatry. Sam says, my 10-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She does double jumps. She's got problems with these bumps under the inside ankle bone. Should we be concerned? Yes, Sam, you should. Because one of the common areas that hurts with some of these young skaters as they are growing and the foot is rocking and rolling in the boot, we are almost growing bone, aggravating sometimes what's called an accessory navicular, which is the prominence of bone that you feel right underneath that ankle. So if she's developing bumps, you want to pay attention to that, because when they hurt, it's more of a problem, and it's not unusual that they hurt. So number one, again, see a good podiatrist who could advise you on the role of orthotics and skates and shoes, which could really, really be helpful. And you want to talk to the boot fitter and punch out. They can window, if you will, punch out that area. We do it also on the back of the heel, which is another area of commonly developing these bumps because of excessive motion. For decades, I've used orthotics in 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old skates very successfully to stop that abuse. So you want to talk to the bootmaker. You really want to get some identification of that foot mechanics. Does your daughter have high arch feet? Much more commonly, she would have rolled in, excessively pronated feet, and she's constantly growing that bone, and friction and pressure will thicken that area and irritate the tissues that surround it. There's a major tendon that runs right underneath that bone and inserts into the arch. Pay attention, Sam. Phyllis says, my 13-year-old son's a cross-country runner. He's had shin splints for years. You know, Phyllis, pay attention to his foot mechanics, like I was just talking about. 90% of persistent shin problems, and shin splints is not a diagnosis. It could be muscle tendon. It could be tendonitis. It could be a stress fracture. So you must get an accurate diagnosis, and usually you can with an X-ray. Almost always, absolutely, you can if there's an MRI. Get a diagnosis. But if you've already gone that route, you should include physical therapy. Strengthening of all those structures makes very, very good sense, no matter how good your son's mechanics are. So strengthening and physical therapy, treating the area that's hurting him, paying big attention to what's the shoe that he's in, and pay even bigger attention to the role of orthotics. 75-80% of persistent chronic shin problems are foot-related. That's been my experience. And orthotics can be magic in order to control the forces that strain the tendons that attach to the muscles that run down the inside of that shin bone. Sometimes also on the outer side of the shin bone. But when they are persistent or recurrent, anybody can get shin discomfort by overdoing it, especially the weather changes. There are hard surfaces. The kids are running indoors, playing a lot of basketball all of a sudden. There's been a lot of shin splints with the return to sports, such aggressiveness. A lot of these kids weren't ready. When it's persistent, pay attention. I say the same thing, you know, about the whole mental side. Arnold said my 15-year-old daughter's a tennis player. She's always angry. With sports psychology help? Yes, yes, yes. Mental game, it's a big deal. So the sports doctor live from Chicago. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You want to shoot me an email. You want to get included, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody, at BBS Radio. Catch you next week, everybody. Thank you.